Welcome to Sports at Large. We're in the last week of the college basketball season, a point where it's a little late for moral or feel-good victories. Any loss sends a team home for the summer and unsatisfied, so getting the actual dub, as the kids call it, is really all that matters. Which makes what has happened since last Sunday's NCAA tournament game between Maryland and North Carolina so unusual. The Terps dropped the second-round contest 74-66 to the Tar Heels, thus ending their season. But it was an event within the game that drew interest. With Maryland trailing in the third quarter, Coach Brenda Freese had, shall we say, a spirited conversation with one of her players, Alucia Kanawa, on the sideline. Actually, calling it a conversation is a bit of a misnomer, as conversation implies that there was give and take between the two women. From all appearances, Freese turned her full fury on the junior guard with nary a reply. Freese's intensity was on such display that the moment, aired on national television, went viral, as the kids also say. By week's end, seemingly every media outlet, even the ones who don't know a double dribble from a double-decker bus, weighed in on the exchange, adding in many cases a lot of heat, but very little light. Okonawa, who transferred to Maryland from Duke this year, was the Terps' leading scorer and best player this year. Last Sunday, she led the team in scoring with 21 points, but missed 8 of 11 free throws. For the record, an examination of the footage showed that Freese was trying to encourage her star, albeit in an animated manner. Lip readers ascertained that Freese was saying to Okonawa, quote, "I believe in you, but you have to want this moment," unquote. After the game, both Okonawa and Freese were asked about the exchange, and each downplayed its importance. Okonawa said she expected and welcomed being coached hard by Freese or any other coach. Meanwhile, Freese stressed, a coach has to have those conversations with players from time to time, but only after having already established a relationship with them. All of which leads to this question. Why was this a thing? Why did people who have just a passing interest in sports in general and women's basketball in particular feel compelled to add their 1 cent? There are those who point to sexism, that women who take part in sports are scrutinized on a different scale than men. Others seized on that immediate moment where Freese, who is white, was seen screaming at Okonawa, a young black woman, and mused that the optics looked like racism. Maybe it's the times that we live in, where every action is placed in public view and available to be scrutinized, often out of context. Whatever the case, the curiosity and speculation that arose from the moment didn't feel good. Alucia Kanawa, Brenda Freese, and all the women who play deserve better. And that's how I see it for this week. You can reach us via email with your questions and comments at sportsatlarge@gmail.com. And follow me on Blue Sky, Threads, and X at Sports at Large. Until next week, for all of us here, and for producer Lisa Morgan, I'm Milton Kent. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the games.